Say, kids, what time is it?
It's time for Charles Rotblat, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
Holy mackerel!
Each week on Tuesdays, Charles joins us here on Money Life to give us the buy of the week.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And now, here's Charles Rotblat.
Sir, do we get to win this time?
Well, we'd like to think you always get to win when you hear from Charles Rotblat. Not that every pick is guaranteed to be a winner, but you at the very least come out with a strong methodology for what's going to make something a buy. And then tomorrow, you get a strong methodology for what's going to make something a sell. Charles Rotblat is the editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal. He is the author of Better Good Than Lucky. You can follow him on Twitter at Charles Rotblat. You can get information on the journal and all the things that AAII does at AAII.com. Charles, welcome back to Money Life.
Thank you for having me.
Our buy of the week is
Navigant Consulting.
Navigant Consulting. That's ticker symbol NCI. And why are they the good guys this week?
Well, this stock was identified by our price to free cash flow screen. That was one of our best performing screens last year. It had a 91.6% return. And this stock has not only does it trade well, look attractive on a valuation basis, particularly relative to its cash flow multiple, it also has upward technical strength. So now you have this combination of upward momentum. Its relative strength rank is in the high 80s. But you also have this low value, and the two mix very well together. So even though I wasn't specifically looking for a stock with good momentum, seeing those two traits together kind of piqued my interest. As the name suggests, this is a consulting firm. They do things in terms of dispute, investigative, economic, operational, risk management, and financial and regulatory advisory solutions. So a lot of back-end stuff, a lot of more specialty consulting. The good thing about this is most of the players that they're competing against tend to be smaller. You're not looking at an area that's very much in terms of concentrated, has a lot of tough competition in it in terms of trying to take market share. The stock trades pretty cheaply. It's at 9.1 free cash flow. Revenues grew at 7.6% over the last 12 months. Earnings per share grew at 12.3% last year. Earnings are projected to grow about 10.5% next year. So not strong growth, but certainly pretty decent growth that you can add into that favorable valuation and to that favorable upward momentum.
You talked about this being part of the price to free cash flow screen, one of the best. We had talked recently about a stock much more speculative that was part of the Piotrowski screen, which was the best. And of course, it brought you to a microcap, highly speculative kind of stock. Price to free cash flow sounds pretty innocuous, but we do have the technical side here to this trade that sort of says, well, it's at least a bit short term, you know, looking at the averages and what have you. So where does this screen rate in terms of the how speculative, how cautious do you need to be?
And this screen, because it's more broad based, tends to be a little bit more stable. You don't have the volatility that Piotrowski screen has because it does look at cash flow and because it does find a much larger set of companies in terms of the amount of companies that pass its criteria, you do have a broader base. So you really have to look at this in terms of an individual stock basis. This is going to be less volatile simply because it is less restrictive and it is less contrarian. But you could have an individual stock passing this screen or really any other screen that could have high volatility.
You guys run a bunch of different screens. Folks should understand how the screens work and that you may have your best performing screen at any given point, but for some folks, it may be too speculative. It may be too risky. Now, in this case, the numbers suggest that, hey, it's undervalued. So what kind of upside if we just get back to normal valuations, and is normal what we should expect here?
Yeah, the valuations on this, it's interesting. It's trading at a price to earnings of 17.3. The stock's five-year average is 19.4. The business services median PE is 26.2. It's a little tough doing comparables on a consulting firm because there aren't that many. And you do have this competing against some tech firms, some very broad-based firms such as Accenture. So it's very hard to actually use the industry comps. But if we look at the median price to cash flow ratio for the stock. Over the last 5 years, it's had an average of 11.2. And I think given the upward momentum, given the fact this company over the last two quarters has topped earnings expectations, I think there is upside, particularly when you look at the sector median. That also has increased in terms of valuation over the last 5 years. So I think all those things suggest the stock should rise. Historically, it has traded at a discount to its business services peers, so I don't think it gets that 26 PE. But I think an upside 15 to 20% is not unreasonable, and that would put it close to its five-year average PE multiple and close to its five-year average price-to-cash flow multiple.
You talked about technical indicators. That typically means that there's a sell discipline built in, that there's something that you're looking for that you say, whether I get that kind of gain or not, if X happens, I'm out of here.
Yeah, I think this is a case where you have to say, I'm buying this as a momentum trade because I like the fundamentals. In that case, you do want to pay attention to the stock. Right now, it's right about its 50-day moving average. And from a technical standpoint, you're looking for a bounce off of that. Then you're paying attention to the relative strength. And if you see the relative strength rank drop below 60 or 50, that would be your sign to get out. If you're playing this as a valuation play, however, then you're paying attention to the multiples. Then you're paying attention to how business is doing, and you want to give some attention to the earnings estimates.
Would there be a target there as well? Is there something where you say, okay, I'm paying attention to the multiple, and if it goes here, forget about it, I'm wrong?
Yeah, I think in terms of the multiple, you want to look for it moving close to its median, and you also want to pay attention to earnings estimates. Like I said, the company is topping earnings expectations, and if you see it starting to miss, or you start seeing that momentum just fades away and the stock's staying at these lower multiples, that might be a sign that even though it looks attractive, it's a value trap. But I think as long as it looks like estimates are continuing to be revised upwards and business trends continue to be positive, you hold on to it.
It's Navigant Consulting, ticker symbol NCI, the buy of the week from Charles Roeblett. Comfortable upside of 15% if he's right. But again, that sort of momentum driven on the price to free cash flow screen kind of a stock. If you want more information, it's AAII.com. And of course, you can follow Charles on Twitter where he's at Charles Roeblett. And you won't have to wait for him to tweet to get much because he'll be back here tomorrow with the sell of the week. Charles, look forward to it.
I do as well.
There is much more to go on the January 14th edition of Money Life, so stick around. We'll be right back after this message.